Well, after so many speculations and so many concerns raised by parents as a result of the fact that we still have Ebola in this country, we were able to put modalities in place to make sure that the school environment is safe. And so when the kids actually came to the school environment, they were amazed and were very much happy to return back to school after being out of school over 9 months.
As you said, it's been so long since the students were in school. They were not in school because of Ebola. So what sort of hygienic measures did your ministry put in place to make sure that the kids do not catch Ebola?
We actually target three components. First, we target the decontamination or disinfection of all schools that were used as holding centers or treatment centers or quarantine centers. We were also able to distribute hygiene kits to all the schools across the country. Veronica buckets, like soap, like hand washing, detergent, all of that. And also we were able to make sure that water is available in all of the schools across the country. And then after that, we also made sure we had enough thermometers. We had about 55,000 thermometers for 9,000 schools that are existing in this country.
Mr. Toure, it's been almost more than, 8 months since the students were last in the classroom. How does your ministry hope to compensate for the loss of time in the classroom?
Well, when we had Ebola outbreak in May last year, as a ministry, we did not just sit there and decide to wait until Ebola is eradicated from this land. So what we did, through the support of the government and our development partners, we launched the radio and television teaching program. So we were actually teaching effectively, almost like bringing the classroom into the radio station and the television station. And so that compensated for the lost time. And so for now, post-Ebola, what we have done is we have actually compressed the school year. So we are running a 25-week term for now. And so what does that mean? It means all other extracurricular activities like sports, like Thanksgiving celebrations, like surprise giving, and all of the other activities that usually eat up on the time, on the academic year, we have put all of those aside and say it's all going to be structured, school, tuition, continuously throughout the remainder of the school year.
Our correspondent in Freetown reported this week that the government of Sierra Leone has barred pregnant girls from attending school. Is that true?
Well, yes. It came about as a result of a concern that was raised by the West African Examination Council, which was the examining body that usually conducts our public examinations here in this country. They wrote a letter as far back as 2010 to the Ministry of Education expressing serious concern about pregnant girls actually taking the examinations and failing. The minister at that time took this complaint to the Sierra Leone cabinet. And so there was a cabinet conclusion at the time that don't allow them in the classroom because it would demotivate those who are already there and are not pregnant.